Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa. This podcast is for foresighted and proactive people who do not want to shovel the muddy water out of their room while standing in the midst of the disaster.
Therefore, those who design and plan, the architects and engineers, need to construct such buildings and cities, and that even when the entire environment is completely flooded. That is a challenge, and this podcast will give the answers.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and good day. How can you protect an underground garage from heavy rain and flooding? Yeah, cheap or functional, that's my subtitle. And these are indeed the most important questions. We see that all the time. And just recently I got an inquiry from somebody in the Middle East. And they still want to protect their underground garage. It's a huge parking for a building with 12 floors, and it's for business, and not only the cars from the employees are parking there, but also the cars from the owners from time to time when they visit the company or the location. Companies from visitors, service vehicles like perhaps forklifts, sometimes vans or lorries when it comes to delivery. Very often these underground garages are used as a storage for a warehouse, for instance, for coffee shops, restaurants, or simply stores that are located above inside this building. Yeah, imagine it can be also a commercial center, kind of mall. And then, of course, most of the time, you will find underground garages over there. Or a hotel. Well, it's the same thing. So there are many applications, but that's not the topic today. We want to talk about how can you protect such an underground garage from heavy rain and flooding. And I summarize three small items today. We talk about the material first. Can it be made by wood? And don't joke with me, and I'm not joking with you. We really got this inquiry and this discussion at a 5-star hotel, and I did that with the head of engineering in this hotel some years ago. That was before the pandemic. And they really tried to protect this underground garage with wooden planks. And then I asked the people, okay, can I please see it? And they showed me something. They said, it is no longer complete. I said, why it is not complete? People stole it. Most probably they made a cabinet out of that. So it's no more longer here. I said, okay, but did you at least try it one time? He said, yes, but it was very difficult. We could not insert it into these side channels, into these slots. I said, yes, of course, because wood is an organic material. So it is shrinking when it's getting hot. You can observe that at your own location. Wooden doors. I have such a wooden door here in my house in Germany. And in summertime, it's different. The door is swinging in a different way than it does in wintertime. So sometimes you have to adjust the small gap below the door because it's shrinking and it's growing, it's expanding, and that is what wood is doing. So we get another example from a private homeowner also in the Philippines, and this couple was desperate because the wooden planks did not protect them in any case. So they changed it, and they were finally following my recommendation, and they were choosing. It was not my recommendation, it was a recommendation of our flood experts, to be honest. I was not involved at the beginning. So they were finally choosing the RS demountable flood barriers. Yeah, that was wood. Wood is not an option. That is, don't even think about that. Please don't think about that. That doesn't work at all in flood protection technology. The second material that could be used is plastic. There are some plastic barriers on the market, and I'm really wondering that people put their well-being in the hands of some plastic elements. Plastic is not a bad material. That is good. But the moment you have a button with a rubber on it and you must push on it and pump something that some elements are moving, I ask the question, how long will that work? And that is all the time with these cheap plastic things, that they only work for a certain time. You can also observe that with cheap electronic parts. I recently bought a small light for my smartphone. You know what you can clip on top of the smartphone, and then you have a good light for your face if you want to make a video or photo or selfie. And I don't talk about a ring light. I talk about these small square lights, the size is half of a smartphone, something like that, or even the size of a smartphone. And that is nothing else than a plastic case with a little bit electronics inside and some LEDs, and that's it. And this thing was working, I think, 7 or 8 months. And then it doesn't, you cannot charge it anymore, it doesn't work anymore, so you just throw it away. And that happens very, very often with automatic lights for cabinets in the house. I also have observed that in my house. You know, sometimes when you want to take out the socks, the panties, or t-shirts, or whatever clothes you want to take out, or even towels, whatever you have in your cabinet, in your bedroom, for instance, and then you want to take things out, and especially for the man with the socks. Have you observed how difficult it is in the morning when you are still a little bit sleepy and you want to select or choose the dark blue ones or a black one? So that looks a little bit the same way. I'm not colorblind, or that's not the thing, but it's difficult to distinguish. And for this reason, there are these small round lights that you can stick at the inside your cabinet. It's easy to install, and the rubber can be removed easily if you don't like it anymore. So these lights also, normally I have to change the batteries inside all 6 months at least. But the thing is, I don't use it. That means only from time to time I use these batteries. Normally the batteries should stay and should survive and should work for years, because you never use them. So what happens is there is a small hidden current. So this electricity is consuming the battery power, and then it's not working anymore. And after a while, you can even not charge them anymore. So that means that is cheap plastic electronic stuff that was produced to convince stupid people like me who bought these things. But of course, I had no idea about these small things, and they were very cheap, not really expensive. So now I changed mind. I will invest in a better quality that will stay longer. And of course, most probably the price is 2 times or 3 times of these cheap ones. But the cheap times are good for nothing, because you have to purchase them several times. And imagine how many batteries I was consuming already within the last 20 years or 15 years for that. So that is plastic, and that is the same for flood protection. And now imagine, it is not only for your comfort that you can distinguish between the blue and the black socks in your cabinet. It is about the safety of your family in your private house. It is about the safety or the protection of your car, and it is a protection of, in an underground garage, of all the cars in the car park, of the warehouse, of perhaps the storage area, of the generator room, of the IT and camera camera room, you know, for the safety of the building. So for me, plastic is not an option. And then, not to forget, we talk about an underground garage. Underground garage means that you have at least an opening width of, yeah, let me say 5-6 meters. Normally these bigger ones are 8 meters to 10 meters opening for one lane. Or even two lanes. Sorry, it's not for one lane, it's for two lanes. So 10 meters, 8 to 10 meters. And that is a typical thing. And how do you want to protect these entrances with small plastic pieces? And not to forget, these plastic pieces must withstand the water pressure, and not only the water pressure that is related to the height, to the water column, so how high the water is, perhaps 1 meter or 80 centimeters, or let me say it this way, up to the knees, up to the hips, up to the shoulders, or even higher. So, and 1 meter, 82 meters water pressure, that is serious. But it is not only that. It is the kinetic impact that is like, imagine when you stand inside the water at the beach and the wave is coming. I think it happened to all of us. You cannot withstand the power of this wave. You are falling, but that makes fun, especially when you are young and the kids love it to play with the waves. But this power is a kinetic energy from the waves. It is not the hydrostatic force that is related to the height of the water. So that is what people very often forget, that is the impact of the water and the floating debris inside. Because it is not only the water that is hitting your flood barrier, it is all the floating debris. Some refrigerators, cars, motorbikes, bicycles, trees, bushes, stones, plastic barriers from the Department of Works and Highways to separate some lanes at the street. So these things, have you ever seen that? They are swimming it's like a cannonball, how these plastic, huge plastic barriers are swimming. They are not watertight. They are not made for that, only to separate the lanes for the traffic. And all this swimming debris is hitting at the end your barriers. So, and at the end, we have... So just to summarize, plastic for me as a flood expert, to be honest, is not an option. Sorry for that, but that is good to see. And perhaps for a house, you can install it quickly, yes, but you also must attach it to the left and to the right side. You must attach it to the ground if you have a longer an entrance. So, and the question is, will it work at the end of the day? Will it withstand, or will you experience a situation like what I did with my lights for my blue and black socks, or for my small smartphone light for the photos and the videos that was not working after a short time, after some months already. So all the time when it comes to cheap plastic and movable parts, especially these buttons, you know, this plastic is not, after a while, is not working very well because you must put your thumb on it. It's like a button, and then you pump inside. So you pump some air these barriers are expanding, because it must fit exactly to your entrance. So it must be individually designed. Every entrance is different. Some have an opening space. We talk about underground garage of 6 meters 48, and the others are 7 meters 78 or 6 meters 59 or 9 meters 85. So these things must be adjusted, and for me, that is not an option. That is not an option. That is, for me, I consider it a little bit as toys. There are some applications, might be for a small door, perhaps, what is not really important. But I would not. Would you put the life of your daughter or your granddaughter or your child, the baby, in the hands of such a cheap plastic part? You can answer on your own. Huh? So the third of these materials are the metal barriers, the metallic barriers. So metallic means they are made by steel or aluminum, depending on the height, because the higher the barriers are, the more heavy they are when it comes to steel. Steel is heavier than aluminum. Aluminum is considered as lightweight compared to steel, but it depends on which type of barriers you use. So these metallic barriers have indeed an advantage because first they are more sturdy and they can withstand not only the hydrostatic water pressure, but also if they are manufactured in a good way, also the impact of floating debris. However, there are huge differences when it comes to the barriers and how they are manufactured, because the metal itself doesn't withstand it. You perhaps imagine the Incredible Hulk, and when the Incredible Hulk is boxing against a wall, a door, or even a metallic door, the result is always the same. It is totally damaged because the force is so huge. And you can compare the force of the Incredible Hulk with the force of a nasty, angry wave of flooding. When this water is flowing, running to your area, and then now it can see the flood barriers in front, and now it is boxing, hitting your flood barrier. So the question is, what will happen with your barriers? And I said already, wood is not an option at all. Plastic, that is not reliable in my eyes. And the metallic ones must be done in a good way. There are huge differences. And about these differences, I think it's time for today. We will talk the next time. And I will talk about the functionality and, of course, the operation, that at the end you know how you can protect an underground garage from heavy rain. Yeah, that's it for today. My golden nugget is the same what I've said always. Concentrate on your safety needs and not on the price per square meters. Stay safe and flood free. And don't miss the next episode when I continue to talk about how to protect your underground garage from heavy rain and flooding. I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us, or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.